everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
And welcome back. Sharp triple-digit losses quickly developing throughout cattle trade with nearby future contracts holding losses. The lack of buyer interest redeveloping at the end of the week following moderate to strong support Thursday created additional market uncertainty. Corn prices, meanwhile, were higher today in light trade. September corn futures about a cent higher. Stock markets were lower in light trade. The Dow Jones is 2 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 3 points. In live cattle, sharp end-of-the-week price pressure quickly developed across the live cattle futures trade with nearby futures holding losses of $1.50 to $2 per hundredweight. The swift move from narrow losses early in the session to aggressive triple-digit losses created additional uncertainty throughout the complex and could lead to even more market pressure and contract liquidation once traders come back to the market on Monday. Cash cattle market showing light activity today in the South with cleanup trade seen in Texas at $117 per hundredweight. And in feeder cattle, sharp losses developed throughout feeder cattle futures with nearby contracts quickly moving from narrow market losses early in the session to losses nearing $2 per hundredweight. The overall lack of trade volume and continued fundamental pressure held over the complex continues to create uncertainty through the complex as a whole and leave buyers unwilling to step into the market here at the end of the week. Wheat markets, though, were a little higher after this week's crop tour in the Northern Plains, which confirmed long-held suspicions that spring wheat yields will be down this year. However, gains may be tempered by traders having priced in lower yields ahead of the tour. Corn futures, though, were about unchanged after starting the overnight session a penny lower. Soybeans were a fraction lower late in the overnight session. The lack of threatening weather ahead of the weekend has kept traders quiet. Farmers expect to see cool conditions next week as the crop moves through its seed production phase. And finally, the three wheat markets were led higher by spring wheat today, which was up for the third day in a row, but still lower for the week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.